You Move on Stray Living.
Tom, last time you were on Stray Living, you took me for a wander around a house, a real house.
With real people.
As opposed to a pretend one. that was on the market with You Move, that you successfully sold. I believe so successfully it was the first viewing, that one. Which is a fantastic achievement. And if you want to hear what happens when Tom takes somebody round, when Tom took Tom round a house, you can listen to that on our website at strayfm.com. While we were there, though, what I did, which wasn't very good, was I didn't really ask you very many questions about the property. So, today, what I really want to get from you, Tom, is the questions you should be asked when you're asking when you look around a property. There will be some things that perhaps aren't always visible on the surface level. Yeah. There will be some things that you really, really need to watch out for when you're looking at properties, particularly if you're a first-time buyer. And you're thinking of buying your first home, you might not even think to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. There are. I guess one of the first questions you need to know is it freehold or is it leasehold? The difference, freehold is you're buying the property and the land it stands on. With a leasehold, you're only buying the property. You would then probably be paying another company for ground rent and perhaps the same firm or perhaps a different firm management charges for looking after various aspects of the property that you take in. So you need to find out if it is leasehold, how much the management charges and ground rent are, and if it's freehold, then that doesn't apply.
And that's important, isn't it? Because if you're buying leasehold, you've got additional things to budget in on top of your mortgage.
Yeah, on top of your mortgage. You know, it could be £100 or it could be more than £100 for the management charges. And then that's, of course, on top of your council tax. And there's another question. What band of council tax are you on? Roughly how much is that? So that it helps you to budget your mortgage and how much it's all going to cost you. And then if you can find out roughly what the existing occupier's gas and electric is, then that'll give you an idea as well. You're never going to be the same as them, but at least you're going to get a rough idea of where you're at for your budgeting costs.
And I suppose you could add into that as well, with when you're looking at buying a house, there should be an energy performance certificate with it as well.
There is, yeah. It does help. Yeah, it helps to know, but it's difficult because with an EPC or Energy Performance Certificate, yes, it's very good at telling you what your budget is, but it's not always apples and apples. Sometimes it's apples and pears, i.e. it could be a modern building which is really energy efficient, or you could be looking at a 200-year-old house, which obviously isn't going to be nearly as efficient, and it depends what you're wanting.
If we're looking around a house, Tom, and we're going, do you know what, I really like this place. It's light, it's airy, it's in a great location. Are there any particular things you should ask in terms of the construction of the house or anything that might become a problem in the future?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would think car parking, that's always an issue. What's the situation with car parking? Mm-hmm. Has it got car parking? Has it got garage? Is it street parking and et cetera, et cetera? Find out where you're about with that. Then read the maintenance on the construction. Stone built, brick built, timber framed, and understand the differences between them, and just ask if the agent's shown you around, he'll be able to tell you, or if the vendor's shown you around, then just speak to them about how it's built. They should be able to tell you how it's put together.
And a similar thing, I guess, with how it's heated and how it's powered as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people these days have a gas boiler, be it a combi or heating a hot water tank. It could be useful to find out how old the boiler is as well, when it was last serviced. That's always a good thing. The solicitors will check when it was last serviced as part of their what they do, but it's good to ask because then you know.
Are there any other particular questions that you think that maybe you've heard someone ask and you've gone, do you know what, that's a great question about when they move in?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is always water pressure in showers.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, you don't want a trickle coming out. No. What's the pressure like? And if you go to try it, just be careful, because I've got soaked a few times.
Especially I still get soaked in mine.
Well, if there's a screen at the side of the bath, it's a shower over a bath, reaching in to turn the tap on, and then,
in the back of your head,
Been there, got that t-shirt.
I'm there most mornings. And it had any other particular little quirks with houses like that? That's a great one, water pressure, because that is a that's a real frustration, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it actually can be quite difficult to sort out
if
you do need to increase the pressure.
Don't be frightened to flush a loo. Make sure it works. Check out cupboards. You know, if they've got fitted wardrobes, don't be frightened to ask if you can have a look, see what the depth of them's like, because there's nothing worse than a range of fitted cupboards and it's only 6 inches deep and you think it's going to be great for putting your clothes in. So just have a look at the depth of the cupboards as well.
What about the neighbourhood? What's the best way to find out about the rest of the neighbourhood?
Well, in Harrogate, there isn't that many areas that have got a dodgy neighbourhood anyway, so you're fairly safe in Harrogate. The vendors have got to disclose these days to the solicitor if they've had any issues with neighbours. So that's always a question that you can ask the vendors, what's your neighbours like? They're generally going to say they're good, but legally they are obliged to say if they've had any issues. If it turns out later that they have had an issue and they haven't disclosed that, then they could get prosecuted for that, or you could take them to court over that. So it's one of those things that's been tightened up in recent years. So, yeah.
Tom, that's been fantastic. Loads of great advice there. YouMove offer loads of great advice generally, don't you? Your Facebook page is a fantastic place to get some videos and things.
There's lots going on Facebook. It's always, come along, have a like. We don't hassle you. It's just lots of general information on there, lots of tips. Lots of stories about property. We throw in the odd picture of property. So, you know, it's a great place just to be. Have a look.
And I'm sure we're going to come on to this in a future programme, but Tom's just given me a few copies of his book. Not only can he sell a house, he can write a book. The 39 Steps to Successful House Sales. So if you are thinking about selling, you're not a first-time buyer, you're thinking about selling, then it's a really useful book for you to have. And I'm sure Tom will give you more information about that when you contact him.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just send me a message on Facebook or Twitter.
Absolutely. Tom, fantastic, as always, to have you here. Now, we were just talking, and this is a bit of an exclusive. Tom's going to run a little competition, because Tom showed up to Stray Towers today in a brand new set of wheels. Tell us about this.
The last one I've had for quite a few years, and it was getting to the point where it's starting to cost money, so invested in a new vehicle. And I just thought it might be quite nice, just for a bit of fun, take some pictures of it around and pop them on Facebook. Have a like on the Facebook and we'll put up 50 quid worth of Marks vouchers as a draw for anybody that puts a picture up there.
So if you spot the YouMove car, and if you're thinking, how am I going to know if it's the YouMove car? Trust me, you'll know.
Yeah. Big green sheep.
There's a massive green sheep on it.
I haven't quite got the horn changed to a bar yet.
Would be great.
Wouldn't
that
it?
That would be great. So take a little snap of Tom's YouMove car. It's white. There's another clue. And you can pop it on his Facebook page or on his Twitter. And should we announce the winner on the next show?
Yeah. Can do that. Absolutely.
That.
We'll 50 quid's worth of Marks.
50
vouchers.
Quid of Marks vouchers. That's five dining for two, is that?
YouMove on Stray Living.